This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Rob is calling from Danbury, Connecticut. What's up, Rob?
BT, I'm a little disappointed in your Knicks take from the last couple of segments, and if you'll allow me to have a conversation with you,
I'd go wide. Of course. What do you got? What's up?
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
There was a caller a couple callers ago who touched on it already, but first year that LeBron did his thing down in Miami, that team was 9-9 through 18 games and ended up in the finals. So there's an example, but on the other side of the coin, the example of teams that have done what the Knicks are trying to do, make big superstar trades that have failed, all of the other nonsense around those teams, and we'll use the empty net, shout out the legend Steve Summers, we'll use the empty net as the example here. When Durant got there, they were poorly coached, and those players had no respect for the coach. The GM had his power taken away, and it felt like the players were running the organization, and you just felt and saw dysfunction, none of which exists around the Knicks right now. And then
I agree with that part.
Thanks, brother. My other point here is that we're so early.
This is easy.
So I was waiting for, like, for a pushback a little bit there.
I was waiting for you to come at me, Rob. I thought you were going to get after it. Come on, buddy. Let's go.
I don't want to be disrespectful.
It's all good.
To you on your own show.
All good.
No, what a nice caller that was, BT. Why can't all callers be as respectful as Rob?
Yeah, just like some of the comments. Everybody respectfully.
it doesn't make for great radio necessarily, but it is nice to talk about it. And look, we're debating sports, so Rob could have come, of course, a little bit harder in that regard. But, yeah, I mean, that's the main issue. And in case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We started the show talking about the Knicks. We did the first hour on that. We talked about Soto and the Mets and the Yanks and Alonzo. Did some football with Jonathan Casillas as well. So we've really covered a lot here. Just had our NFL power rankings, which was fun to do. But, yeah, I mean, with the Knicks, there are two ways to look at it. You have chosen since the beginning of the season, after the trade, just out of curiosity and maybe being unsure if this was the right fit, knowing that there were going to be some learning curves. For me, I'm excited about it. I believe in it. I think it's going to work. I'm not going to go now. Obviously, I was annoyed, just like everybody else watching that game last night, just like I was against Houston. My bigger issue, BT, was their inability to finish. Like, that should be something, with all the scores that they have, that shouldn't be something that takes that long to figure it out. You should not be getting beat by Atlanta on both ends of the floor down the stretch. And they did, but it's going to take time to gel. I ultimately think, though, the Knicks will be okay.
Just out of curiosity, where do you think they would be if they had Randle and DiVincenzo? Just out of curiosity, because you were more of a Randle guy than me.
Yeah, I was going to say, remember, I wanted to actually see it through with Randle being a part of this, because what we saw last year, for a short period, they were the best team in the NBA with Randle after they got Ananobi in that trade. I think they'd probably be, five or 6-2, something like that? What's the record? 3-4, so 7 games? Maybe they'd be 5-2. I think they'd be a little bit better. Maybe 4-3, but they'd be a little bit better.
And that's not even the point. I was just curious, though. You know,
Were they beating the Celtics? No. They might not have beaten the Cavs anyway. I mean, maybe they win one of the next. So I'd say a game better. So let's say
Sal, what if they had Bridges and Randle and DiVincenzo?
You know, I don't know, because if you were to ask me my biggest concern about this team, aside from the obvious, like they all have to eventually gel together, but I would be concerned about the impact of Bridges. I love the trade when they first got him, and I still do believe in him, but I'm not, like, I love Karl-Anthony Towns and fully believe in him. I've seen enough to believe in him and know that eventually it'll fit. I have not seen nearly enough of Bridges. I think he's got to really find it and be a consistent player. So I think that's the biggest question mark. If you want to focus on that, then I would agree with you that I'd have at least some mild, legitimate concerns potentially about Bridges and his impact as he tries to find his way with two other stars on the team.
Yeah, I guess my fears about Towns, aside from some, and I don't mean this year, he's been very good for the Knicks, but he's had some injury issues. Okay, we chronicled that when they made the trade. But look at Ewing. Like, when Ewing was drafted, the Knicks were, there was a reason they were the first overall pick. They were just wretched. All right, this was Hubie Brown, and Bernard was hurt, and they had nothing. And Patrick, now, it didn't happen in the first year or two, but then Patino came, and they got Mark Jackson. They started to shoot some threes with Trent Tucker and those guys and Rod Strickland, and they became a good team, and then they eventually became a borderline great team. They just ran into Jordan too many times. Whereas with Towns, you know, he needed Anthony Edwards, and it was like 7 years into his career before his team did anything. You don't think that that's a bit of an indictment on Towns?
No, I mean, maybe, but here in New York and watching him play the way that he does and knowing that it's with Brunson, you know, I mean, I understand why you're saying that. I can only go based off of what I'm seeing here. And remember, like, it's one thing if I think or you think it's an indictment. Tibbs, in some way, shape, or form, approved the trade. Like, I doubt Leon Rose and the Knicks are making that trade without asking Tibbs. So if Tibbs believed that it could work and he could be a final piece here, I'm going to side with him. I believe in Leon Rose. I believe, and with reason, not just hope, with good reason. Well, I believe in Tibbs. I believe in Brunson. I believe in the talent of Karl-Anthony Towns and even Bridges and the other pieces. I do think eventually it's going to gel and fit together. Obviously, my belief, it doesn't matter. Like, we need to see it play out, and it hasn't through seven games.
If you put money down right now, would you have money for the Knicks getting to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yes, but not beyond that. But that's probably what I would have had anyway. Maybe not before the year, but after watching opening night and realizing how, like, I don't know if there was a move that they could make that would make them better than Boston.
No, I don't think there is either.
Which is why I understand your point about, hey, if you're not going to beat them talent-wise, maybe you beat them the other way with the heart and toughness and chemistry.
I wouldn't make that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That right now.
You don't think they're getting to the Eastern Conference Finals?
I don't feel it now. I think that people are overlooking the Cavaliers, and I don't know what kind of seed the Knicks, and I think that that's going to matter. Like, eventually they'll coalesce better. All right. And they'll be better than they looked. I have no question about that, but does it take them 20 games? I would say more like 35 to 40. And by that point, you know, if you mess around and you're, you know, 4 or 5 games over 500, now you're going to have to play basically 70-80% winning percentage ball the rest of the way to be a top three seed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's really realistic.
I think right now, even with their 3-4 record, they are the clear, like at least minimum, worst case, third best team in the conference.
Third best.
Yeah. The Pacers, the Nets, the Hawks.
No, forget about the Nets. Yeah,
okay.
About the Hawks.
But these are the teams that are in front of them. Even like as bad as a start, the Knicks are 6th. So you're really talking about two teams, and one was probably going to be in front of them anyway.
Okay,
so
but here's the other thing, too. And remember when the Knicks beat the Heat 1-8 matchup? Of course you do.
Yep.
That was a truncated season. Houston shot. Gus Johnson's great call. The other thing to consider, and you know, I've got to see how this plays out. I don't want to get too wrapped up into seedings because I do think, even though we laugh at them and you've got a great nickname, the Semi-Sixers, if Embiid comes back
and stays healthy. You see Maxey's hurt now?
I did see that. Yeah. But he's gonna be right eventually. The Sixers are the kind of team possibly that could be a 7 seed. And if the Knicks are the 2 seed, if the Knicks' chemistry is not a lot better, the Knicks could lose that series.
Well, remember, we saw that a year ago, right? The Sixers were supposed to be a better seed, and I was talking about that's a bad matchup for the Knicks. I didn't really want that. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Maybe I'm overlooking the Sixers or the Bucks right now because they're buried, but, I mean, imagine their start and the panic potentially going on there. Yeah, it's good. Hey, it's not going to be easy, but I'd still take my chances right now on the Knicks over anybody in the East outside of Boston.
All right, listen, I hope you're right, and you could be. I just wish I felt a little more conviction with that right now, but it's early.
Yeah, it is early.
It's early.
And look, we'll continue to keep our eye on the Knicks, of course, and have some fun as the season goes along here and hope that they start to gel a little bit better. There have been some good signs. The win in Miami was terrific, but we'll keep our eyes on that. And obviously the focus is going to remain on Juan Soto as we move ahead. Tomorrow we'll do a lot of football. I know we got to get to the Jets stuff and talk about their big game. You know, we talked about the Giants. I don't know what more there's to say other than don't come back without a win from the Giants.
we've said that 10 times already.
Yeah, to everybody who listen, whether it's Illuminor, whether it's JC, or whoever.
Hoff.
Yeah, Hoff, exactly. If you're the Giants, like that may be the game, BT, where I finally changed my tune on Brian Daboll. I've been a Daboll supporter here, even with that awful record, and Daboll took accountability for that record today, saying it's on me or whatever it was. Yesterday, whenever he spoke, I got to be better. You know, we got to be better. It's an awful. The results have been awful, and I take responsibility for that. Great. If they don't win this game against Carolina, and I expect them to, but if they don't, then I think everything should be on the table. And you could say the same for the Jets. It's going to be a huge game for the Jets to keep things alive this year.
Oh, no doubt. And here's the irony, right? So both of our teams, you know, Jets are on life support, Giants are done, but they both have must-win games. The Jets have to win to stay alive, and I believe the Giants have to win to keep the Vultures away, where I think almost everybody at that point would turn on the coach and the GM.
All right, that does it for us. Enjoy the rest of your, what is today, Thursday?
Yep.
All right, BT, good luck with what you got going on over there.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, everybody, listening and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove and Hop as well. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.